The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Party Animals absolutely biffs it with a call for AI slop. Cue the destroyed controller videos. The Steam controller has a secret Easter egg when you drop it. And there's a brand new indie tabletop game that captures the 80s anime sci-fi on Kickstarter. Here is the news for Sunday, the 17th of May, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The devs behind Party Animals, the Animal Party Brawler game, are under a bit of fire after they announced an AI video contest. That's right, AI. The competition asked players to create a short film with Party Animals characters. All entries would receive in-game currency and be in the running for cash prizes. People are understandably pretty angry. Over the last couple of days, the Steam page has been review bombed because of this announcement.
Their rules even say any plagiarism or unauthorized use of others' work will result in disqualification, which, let's be real, basically sums up generative AI. So good one on that, mate. The team has since posted on their forum apologizing for upsetting players, saying they wanted to lower the barrier of creation and they just see Gen AI as a tool. Anyway, they're leaving the next step up to the community. Players can vote on whether they want the AI video contest cancelled, changed into a non-AI handmade creation contest, or keep the AI category and introduce a handmade category. Either way, they probably should have read the room before they announced this idea.
What a f***.
Great news for people with no opposable thumbs. Leaked images of a new Xbox Cloud Gaming Controller and Xbox Elite 3 Controller have leaked and they look uncomfortable as hell. First to sneak out into the world via Brazilian regulator was the specialized cloud gaming controller, which is basically quite flat and doesn't have the molded palm grips pretty much every other controller has these days. Think the 8-bit Do controllers or the one made by HyperX, flat puck-like controllers. Puck-like. Only a few hours later, the same Brazilian regulator accidentally published photos of the successor to their Super Spenno Elite series, featuring an interchangeable D-pad, paddles, and two new mysterious buttons, and a replaceable battery, which is great. Anyway, head to the Brazilian regulator for all your gaming news, I guess, or keep listening to Walkthrough.
Speaking of controllers, you better not throw your brand new Steam controller when you rage quit. Otherwise, it'll scream at you. And that's not a joke. User RF3D19 on Reddit discovered this week that when you drop the controller, it will occasionally let out the classic Wilhelm scream. Of course, to begin with, people thought it was a joke, but sure enough, everyone is now dropping their Steam controllers to test it out. There's something so purely innocent and fun about this. I would have loved to be in that meeting when the person went, "You know what we could do?" Anyway, I guess we should call them Scream Controllers now. Maybe drop it on the couch if you want to test this out yourself.
That is a good Scream Controller. I hadn't thought about that.
That was the whole joke. Scream
that
Controllers.
That is so good. I really like that.
Star Wars meets Cowboy Bebop with a coat of synthwave paint in the latest Avantress Entertainment project, Neon Odyssey. Avantress described the game as a vibrant campaign setting with cinematic space combat, alien monsters, strange worlds, bounty hunters, starships, factions, and high-stakes cosmic adventures. Hitting Kickstarter on Tuesday morning, the campaign reportedly crashed the website, smashing its $60,000 US dollar or $83,408 Australian dollar campaign goal in under 30 minutes. And within a matter of hours, it had hit $3.68 million US dollars. They described the project as a space opera trilogy for D&D, which uses the 5e game system popularized by Dungeons & Dragons.
This also gives me a bit of Starlight Brigade vibes if you remember that music video, which was awesome. The way the project has blown up, though, among fans has put Neon Odyssey on track to become one of the biggest third-party D&D crowdfunding campaigns ever, and it shows how massive the audience for tabletop role-playing has become. At the time of recording, the campaign is sitting at a smidge over 9 million US dollars, or more than 13 million Australian dollars. You can head over to the Kickstarter page. We'll throw a link in the show notes and might try and grab this one for review over on sifter.com.au as well as in our tabletop section.
Mitch, you should just like put a table on the screen. Like just put Fee's head on a table in our tabletop section. We're Sifter. We've got all of these tabletops.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Get ready to zoom around the racetrack with Forza Horizon 6. More racing, more cars, and some stunning Japanese scenery. Mitch picked this one up ahead of release and enjoyed reliving his time driving around Japan. You can find that review now on sifter.com.au, or you can grab the game on PC and Xbox Series X and S on the 19th.
A new spooky survival game is heading to PC this week, and it's called Project Mist. It looks pretty cool, probably a bit too spooky for me, but it is an open-world adventure game where you can manipulate objects and enemies with a gravity gun and fight off giant monsters. If you like the sound of that, it's heading to Early Access on the 19th.
One game that I've had my eye on for a while is Schrodinger's Cat Burglar, and it's finally here. Made by Aussie devs Abandoned Sheep, you play as Mittens, who has the power to be in two places at once. Use your quantum powers to make your way through the secretive research facility. That's out on the 21st on PC, and keep an eye out on our website for some more cat burgling content.
Also out on the 21st is Yoshi and the Mysterious Book. When a talking encyclopedia named Mr. E falls from the sky, his pages are full of creatures to discover, and of course, Yoshi jumps in to learn all about them. It is a classic Yoshi side-scrolling game, and you get to use the wonderful creatures and their abilities to make your way through the pages. That's out on the Switch 2 on Thursday.
Your favourite coffee shop is back with Coffee Talk Tokyo. The next instalment in the cozy narrative series takes you to a late-night cafe in Japan where you'll be brewing drinks, meeting humans and yokai, and chatting all about their lives. It's a pretty chill series all about making conversations and making the best drink. It's out on all platforms on the 21st.
And out on the 22nd is The Masked Crusader. That's right, Batman is back with LEGO Batman, A Legacy of the Dark Knight. This open world game will take you around Gotham City, fighting crime and teaming up with allies like Robin, Nightwing and Batgirl. Who doesn't love a LEGO game? It's out on Friday on PC, PlayStation 5, Switch 2 and Xbox Series X and S.
That one earns the weekly yippee.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've ever been curious about how games are made, you should check out Lightmap, Sifter's award-winning video game interview show. We've had incredible guests like video game writer and actor Alana Pierce, Obsidian's and Fallout New Vegas writer Josh Sawyer, and World of Warcraft game director Paul Cubitt. Incredible conversations are yours for free on the Lightmap podcast. Search for Lightmap and Sifter in your podcast player now. That's Lightmap and Sifter.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kyle Pauletto, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Alana Pierce joined me ahead of Alt Games in Sydney to share her plan to break the Hollywood curse of video game film and TV adaptations with her new production company.
Video games don't need Hollywood. We virtually have, outside of physical crew, every skill set that you already need to make something incredible. Many things that are already used in films, as games get more and more cinematic, we have someone on a dev team already doing. That vision is already there. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a live action sort of short for a studio. And they actually storyboarded the whole short in engine. But they did all of the storyboarding themselves in engine, and it's fantastic.
You can get every episode of Light Map for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or sifter.com.au, and wherever you get your podcasts.